This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Caroline and Uma with you. This is the all-new evening edition. Now, after 4 years, the police's anti-child sexual crimes unit has officially been launched, and the BFM news team attended the press conference of the special task force, and some pretty scary statistics were shared. On top of the disturbing Richard Huckle case back in 2015, here's Bukit Aman CID Director Commissioner Dato' Sri Wan Ahmad Najmuddin sharing some more examples showing just how widespread child pornography is in Malaysia.
We had recently arrested an engineer from a corporate company in Malaysia who was in possession of 289 pornography materials and claimed that he was ignorant of the offences committed. In year 2014, a Malaysian engineer aged 31 who worked in Singapore was arrested for sexually assaulted 31 children aged between 11 to 16 and was sentenced to 30 years imprisonment and 24 strokes in Singapore. In 2015, the 11 arrested a 60-year-old pedophile that sexually assaulted 11 children aged between 9 to 11 years old in Kuala Lumpur. He was charged on 24th April 2015 within 13 counts of offences under the Section 377E of the Penal Code. In 2015 also, a Mara scholar, aged 23, studied in UK, was charged with 17 counts of in possession and dissemination of child pornographic images. He was found in possession of more than 30,000 child pornographic images, 601 videos and pornographic images of Category A, sexually act with young children, and hundreds of pornographic under Category B, and thousands of child porn. He was imprisoned for 9 months and extradited back to Malaysia from UK in 2015.
Okay, so the task force is called the Malaysian Internet Crime Against Children Investigations Unit, or MICAC, and he went on to explain what MICAC's objectives are.
The main objectives of MICAC are, first, to monitor and investigate cyber sexual exploitation of children in Malaysia and internationally. Second, to implement and enforce criminal and communications and multimedia laws. Three, to apprehend criminal and rescue victims. Four, to conduct research on cyber threats involving children. Five, to work collaboratively with other local and international law enforcement agencies. Six, to work with other digital smart partners in conducting awareness campaigns, provide awareness to the community, especially parents, about the safety of the children in cyberspace. MICAC is also dedicated to exchanging information with our international law enforcement agencies, local and foreign strategic partners, as well as educating parents and children about the potential danger of online activity.
Yeah, well, it certainly sounds like a comprehensive task force. And what I find interesting is the collaboration between local and international counterparts to curb online abuse against children. It's because of these collaborations, right, that the police were able to gather all the information. This is 2010, at least 88 pieces of evidence which identify Malaysians who were involved in sharing or assessing child-related porn.
Yeah, that's really, really scary stuff. Now, we also caught up with the Royal Malaysia Police's Sexual Women and Child Investigation Division Assistant Commissioner Ong Chin Lan. She explains how the police have had the system in place for some years now and what their findings have found.
We have been monitoring it since 2014. Over the years, we are doing the investigation already. That's why we reported a few cases, right, for our success. Yeah. So there are many more. You know, there is one 20 years old man who download and upload and even selling the child porn. We arrested him, but that time, the Sexual Crime Against Children Act 2007 has not been enforced. So we used the penal code. So he was found guilty of in possession of child pornography. He was only fined for 600 and 800. two offences. And it is an offence for impossession of pornography. In Malaysia, what type of pornography, as long as it is pornography, it is an offence. For adult pornography, we may take action under the penal code. But for child pornography, we are taking action, a more heavier penalty under the Sexual Crime Against Children Act.
That was PDRM's Women and Child Investigation Division Assistant Commissioner Ong Ching Lan. You know, Caroline, I think that's the most frightening thing about this, right? Mm. Before this act, he was just charged 600 ringgit and 800 ringgit for possessing pornography.
Yeah, we're moving on. I guess it's a good thing, right? But the thing is, here's what's kind of odd. It's understood that the unit actually began operation sometime in 2014.
Yes.
But it was only officially launched this afternoon to create awareness for the general public. So yes, well and good, long time coming. Launching it is key indeed. But you know, if there's one thing we do know, it's that criminals always, they tend to be one step ahead, right? You got to be. If you want to undermine the law.
Yeah.
So I imagine this unit will be, you know, training and learning about the tools of the trade, getting themselves right up there to understand the technology involved. It's very sophisticated. But here's my question. Have you ever seen what a typical computer looks like in a police station? Complete with dot matrix printer?
Yeah, it looks pretty old.
So, I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, this is not needed or that it's impossible, but I just hope this unit has the tools that they need. Because, you know, you can't send a Sherman tank there to fight nuclear warheads. So,
to be fair, I'm hoping that because this division is dealing with cutting-edge threats, I'm hoping that they have whatever resources and equipment they need to actually carry this through. Mm-hmm. The world of... Like you said, the world of child pornography is a dark and dismal one. I mean, it takes place, a lot of it takes place on the dark web. But the only kind of benefit the only kind of silver lining is that we know that there are enforcement divisions all over the world, you know, with the FBI in the US and with the UK Special Branch and all these people who have cutting-edge stuff looking into this, and they're not shy to share that information with the rest of the world.
Yeah, well, we have a task force now, right?
Yes.
The Malaysian Internet Crime Against Children Investigations Unit, once again, it's MICAC. You know, we need a task force that looks into our acronyms.
Yes, it's a very unfortunate acronym. We've got some Cat Stevens coming your way now with The Wind on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.